Brunch.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
Yep, it's the third and final hour right here on UJFM 95.4. If you've just joined us, this is UJFM Brunch, and I am your host, KDT. And I am with the one, the only, Basi Wasi, on the news desk.
Bo, bo, bo.
And since it's the final hour, we did say, we did allude to it. It is time for...
Lights, camera, action.
Celebrity Radio Takeover, exclusively on UJFM Brunch, 11 a.m. on Fridays. UJFM Brunch, 9 to 12 p.m.
Exactly. And who do we have in studio today? Today's guest is someone who's made a name for himself in the entertainment industry, but beyond the cameras, he's also a huge sports enthusiast who loves both football and rugby. And really, his choice of music is very questionable. You know, when I asked him about it, I thought he'd mention people that we resonate with. Abo Zahara. Oh, wait. No, that's just me, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's just you, girl.
It's just me. Like, what do you young people
Uloliwe.
These days?
Uloliwe.
Mangluile.
No, Uloliwe.
Uloliwe ki ing, it show me.
Haki
do. I am so colonized. I don't know what that even means, sir. Ma'am. But anyway, we have got Lula Ma AJ Nyambenzi in the studio with us. Welcome, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. Thank you. And yourselves? Oh, it's close. I put you and
no, I get what Lasha. No, you have lost us completely.
Nah, I just had to go back home.
Well, you're not at home here now. When you're here, you got to be colonized like we are because we.
I'm not infected.
Oh, you're not infected. Oh, I'm the only one who has the virus. Okay.
You're on your own.
What does Nkamkamka mean?
It means that Ngumkabakabika Vinika.
Do you see? Do you even know what that means?
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar, I get a guy. I don't know. I mean, I get it's brunch, but like, why are we talking about food right now? But anyway, yes, this is who we have in studio today. Now, I want to know a little bit about yourself, right? Call it an icebreaker, you know, just to get you in, like, comfortable with us here, right? In studio, right?
Right.
So, beyond everything, outside of your career, who is UAJ Lulama Nyembezi?
Hey, man. Ululama is just a guy that hails from Qabega, Port Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I always say born and bred in PE, raised by Durban or KZN, and called to Joburg, obviously because of my line of work.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, no, man, I'm just a witty guy, charismatic, fun. And everything else that comes with it.
Yeah, so you said fun, you said witty, you said charismatic, but are you getting that feeling, Jimmy? Are we getting...
I just got the feeling of travel and tourism. There and there, I'm here and then. If not here, I'm there.
Yeah, boy.
We're just Johannes Grobergs.
Ah, man. You know, I've traveled a little bit in my time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You've traveled where? I know.
As in, like I said, I was born and bred in Port Elizabeth. Relocated to Durban, did my high school in Durban, finished high school, pursued football, and then that's when I started traveling, obviously. Moving from KZN, coming to Gauteng, going back to the Eastern Cape, going back to KZN to go study acting or whatever, and then finally got called to come to Joburg because of, obviously, the industry that I'm in.
Now, I want to know, actually, was acting one thing that you wanted to do from the beginning, or was this something that just found you along the way?
I'd say it found me, man. Or I'd say it's a hidden talent that I always had, but didn't really know I had. But thank you to my high school drama teacher. I think she's the one that literally, you know, got it out of me. And yeah, at some point in my life, because I actually wanted to be a professional soccer player. I pursued it for, about 4 years after finishing my matric.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously that dream fell short. And then I had to just make a decision as to, okay, what do I do now with my life? What is it that I truly enjoy besides football? What is it that I love? And yeah, I had to just track back to obviously things that had happened in high school. Because I remember when I did my final exam, she was just sitting in the corner, bawling her eyes out. Because obviously we were being mocked by external moderators. So they were also just, you know, gave me a standing ovation after I finished my exam. And she was just there like, yo, I wish this guy could really take what he does seriously because he's so good or whatever. So I just checked back to that. So I was like, oh, okay, if I'm really, really, really good at this thing, let me do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start my applications. I applied at various institutions to, you know, to go study, you know, acting and just, no, just get pretty much the fundamentals of what it is to be an actor.
Mm.
And I think it's the best decision I've ever, you know, taken over my life or over my career to just go acquire the skill and actually study. You know, a lot of people think it's just easy. You can just read lines or whatever and then you can just act.
Hey, I mean, it does look as easy as a, like, I mean, you are funda, you recite it.
You'd be surprised.
It seems quite easy.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe we'll test it out. Maybe we'll have a bit of a scenario in our third and final moments of UJFM Brunch where we are acting now and we're doing proper improv, right? Because we are trying to incorporate it the best way we can into the show. But this is who we have in studio today, an actor, a person who's making a big name for himself in the industry and is basically going to be co-hosting the show with us, right? This
but
was
yes? We lost the soccer player.
We lost him. Gone. But it's
fine.
Korea.
What do you mean?
And now what if not Koraco Mexico?
Maybe. He's tall enough.
And
yeah.
And guess what? I still have it, eh?
You still have it in you.
I still got it.
Or to kick a ball.
I still got it.
Drink it, Tommy. Anyway, let's go pay the bills. This is still UJFM Brunch. Guess who's back by Customer in Your Vest coming through.
UJFM Brunch.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
So that was Guess Who's Back by Casper and your Vest. 26 minutes past the hour 11 right here on UJFM Brunch. We're still with AJ Nyembezi in studio with us. And you did say you were a soccer fanatic, right?
100%.
You love soccer and you wanted to be a soccer player. Maybe if you were to coach us, Yabona, we would have won this World Cup because now it's Chai. You know, I know yesterday we were welcoming our people back home. It was very depressing, might I add, because at some point I was like, yes, I'm so happy that we have gotten to the other round because, you know, I was a hater at first. I was like, rahutla. You know, after the first, we are coming back home. Lang it's in your supporter corner. I've never been so disappointed in my life. Anyway, how was the Soccer World Cup for you when, in terms of how we did? Well, not even me. I'm moving myself again.
Okay, look. So I'm a very optimistic guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was backing up Bafana all the way, you know, thinking that, okay, we'll make it. Because I like to believe that we as South Africans have what you call the gears.
The
gears. You know,
brought us back home.
We got grit. Do you get what I mean? So if we are put against the wall with our backs against the wall, we'll find a way out, right? So, we lost against Mexico.
Heavy.
And then I thought, okay, looking at the next game, okay, we might just win it, right? And then, we might just make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've always been those type of people. For instance, what you call Springboks. Springboks lost a game during the World Cup, but they managed to come win the World Cup. So I was thinking the same thing with Bafana.
Not you comparing Bafana and Springboks.
But no, listen, hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
So I'm thinking, okay, let's allow all the big guys, the big guns,
mm-hmm.
to battle amongst themselves. Let them knock each other out. We'll just stay here.
That's
stay in our
strategy.
Level. You know, that was my strategy. We just stay here. And then at the end, we just come and we bring it home. But yeah, unfortunately,
we came home.
Yeah, we came home. And you know, after, was it Piwe Tshabalala who was like, your energy matters. It matters, guys. You know, one South Africa, kumbaya. And I was like, okay, no, we need to like really, really bring our A game now. We like really need to support them.
The Limpopo trainees were sleeping.
Also, I think also that the odds were against us.
How so?
Like, we didn't really have supporters. We had that few. But I just have a feeling that they didn't really want us there, man. Yeah, but they didn't want Bafana there, man. You could just tell if you watch those games, you could tell how happy everybody was that we got knocked out. I mean, a little bit sad for us, but hey, man, the boys did well. I mean, they haven't we haven't qualified for a World Cup in a very long time.
I think the last time was 2010. Yeah. That's because we
were the host. You get what I mean? So this time we actually qualified, you know?
Okay, that is.
So yeah, we'll give them a shout out for that.
We're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there. I think next time the Springboks should really, what is it? They should train our Bafana Bafana. That's the only way we redeem ourselves.
AJ could also.
AJ, he can still kick a ball, so I guess he can still also like help direct the people who are playing for Bafana Bafana. Oh, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. We might qualify for the next one again, you know?
Yeah.
Angithi, we are soft launching you as a coach now because I can
still play, man. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. Oh, we'll see about that. Let's get into our news headlines. We are still with AJ. It's currently 30 minutes past the hour, 11. Keep it locked in right here on Brunch.
UJ FM Brunch.
Still with AJ in studio with us for our Celebrity Radio Takeover. So, AJ, you know, every celebrity... Okay, we... Right now, you're working in the entertainment industry, right?
Yeah.
And now I want to know, right? There's a lot of things that are changing, that are coming in and out and all of that. What's something happening in the industry right now that you think people don't talk about enough?
Mm.
And I know you probably have a lot to say about that. Yeah,
there is a lot, but obviously one in particular, which I think is we're not having that many discussions about it.
Uh-huh.
And I know every actor that's sitting out there at home or whatever, listening, or they'll agree with me on this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously also not trying to be too controversial, but the issue of royalties.
Ooh. Hey.
You know what I mean? Lately, or I'd say in the past few years, we've lost legends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Phenoms, like one of the greatest actresses and actors, and who have also come forth pleading to the public for donations. And these people are people that we grew up watching on our screens. You know.
Our heroes, so to say.
Yeah.
You
know? Our heroes.
We're talking about Menzi.
Yeah.
Shona Ferguson. Yo.
Yeah. Menzi Ngubane. And look, acting is not just acting. It is art, but it's also a form of expression in terms of, you know,
mm-hmm.
how we can just talk about things that affect us in our communities, economically, politically, or whatever the case is. And here you are, you spend so much time considered as a celebrity, not that you actually asked to be a celebrity, but you are considered as that because you appear on our screens.
That's Alekholisha.
Do you get what I mean? Do you get what I mean? So... Obviously, for me, this topic is obviously very personal because I don't want to fall under the same, you know, the same line where when I decide to retire or when I eventually, you know, meet my maker and I don't have anything that I've left behind for my kids,
yeah.
A legacy. For my family. You know, there's a legacy yeah. that you want to live.
And now we have to be donating for your funeral, which is...
Do you get what I mean? And also, you look at how things are done abroad, you know, in Hollywood. These guys can afford to just do 2 movies in a year. After every movie, go on holiday.
So do you think it's a South African problem or...
I think we still have quite a long way to go. I think there's definitely room for improvement. I think we're slowly getting there. We are slowly getting there, and I just hope and pray that our government, man, can just, you know, get involved, you know, get involved and just hear our cry, you know.
No, the government will get involved the minute you guys decide to strike, and then they will take out 600 million rands to stop you guys from striking, or you can do it peacefully so that we can all go back to our 9-to-5 after that. That's how the government...
Like, even just having, you know, unions that just represent us as actors, where you can have leave dates and, you know, be able to take sick leave whenever you want to. It's not to say certain productions don't allow you.
Uh-huh.
You know, certain productions actually do allow you if you're not feeling well. Personally, even the one that I'm on right now, they've been really, really, really helpful. They've had my back. I'd say, you know, it's not an environment where I felt like I couldn't even, you know, just cry out for help mm-hmm. when I'm not well and say, oh, today I'm not feeling well. Or whatever, you know, they sharp. Shout out to Milton Empire.
I want to like throw this out there. So if you were to get an opportunity right now in America to be an actress, go Hollywood. You're an actor. Mm. An actor, go Hollywood. Oh, you came for me today.
Told you.
You did. An actor, go Hollywood. Would you take that opportunity?
100%. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in Hollywood? So this they do say that Johannesburg is a South African Hollywood.
Yeah.
In order, I think I also had the same vision that, okay, you know what? Because I was in Germany for some time before I moved to Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
I was performing there or whatever. And then eventually when he came back to SA, I was like, oh man, you know what? I'm going to Joburg. If I'm going to make it anywhere else,
it's Joburg.
Got to go to the city of gold. That's where the industry is big. Yes, all these other provinces are now trying to, you know, build and, you know, bring these production companies. Also look at the Empire. I think it was probably one of many productions, one of a few productions that they ever had in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Because most of them don't usually last. Even that didn't last. I think they only lasted, what, 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And then that was it. So there isn't another production that is currently happening or soapy telenovela that is in the Eastern Cape or at Gqeberha. So I mean, this is a city where you really can just come, you know, just shape up your skill and push yourself to the limits. But obviously, the goal and the dream is to, you know,
go
to Hollywood.
Look, so you wouldn't want to bring Hollywood here?
I mean, we'd love to. I mean, we want to tell our stories, our own stories, and
exactly.
tell them in our way. But, you know, for now, let us be realistic. That
but
is
this
where
is also that is realistic.
Where, but that is where everything is happening right now. That is where you know that, you know, you're also going to get the money. You know, you want to get them dollars.
But you said that our economy is getting better. Did he not just say that, Basi? He said that we are getting there. We are getting to a point where now things are going to be sharp. So why can't
we are hopeful
the
that
Tyler
it is going to get better.
Yeah, but why can't you be the Tyler Perry of Gqeberha? Because right now there's no production happening that side. Why aren't you the one starting it?
Don't make me say things that are going to get me into trouble.
Oh,
we're going to get into trouble. Even if I start speaking, I might get into trouble. You know I have a lot to say.
But
yeah.
To be fair, I mean, look at the likes of your Charlize Theron,
yeah.
Tusen Bedu. They're all doing their Prince Kutbu. Do you know what I mean? He's also doing big things in Asia now. He was in India not so long mm-hmm. ago, I think. Yeah, India, sorry. So things are slowly opening up, man. And we obviously are proud. We need to be proud of ourselves, obviously, of the product that we are producing in South Africa and that they are going there to represent us. So yeah, all in due time, I suppose.
All in due time. We are still with AJ in studio. And wow, he's so passionate about opening that production company in Gqeberha. I am planting this idea in his head so that he understands where we also need our own Hollywood, our Kasihood.
Maybe he might give us Ikazi too.
Exactly. Oh. Do you know what I mean? Oh. Like, do not run away from the opportunities. The opportunities are here. Anyway, this is still
UJ FM Brunch.
So, quick one, we're about to play a game, right? It's called Red Card or Green Light. So how do we play this, right? So I'm going to mention things and then you tell me if that's a red card or it's a green light. It's giving speed dating-ish.
All right.
But also a little birdie told me that he's single. So sisters, if you guys are listening, Pela, this is your opportunity. Your opportunity to send through. Wow. Yamada Sam, can I take you out? 0636418068 right here. UJFM Brunch. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Right. So the first one is red card or green light? Double texting someone.
Oh, green card.
Oh?
Red card, of course.
Why?
Why?
Double texting.
I love double texting. Like, I can even triple text.
Yo,
happened.
I fucking text.
I feel like I love you so much right now. I miss you so much right now. Love you. See you later.
Yo, Chomi, that's an entire conversation between two people.
You respond was...
Double texting somebody that you're just still getting to know or double texting somebody that you are actually with? There's a difference.
Someone you're still getting to know. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So in the society now, this very weird society, y'all have this thing, yoguti, like, if I'm not, then you shouldn't.
Why are we playing games? Why about Lani Kanti? I thought we want each other.
Yeah.
For real.
So you're saying it's just a red card over.
Red card.
Yeah. Hey,
it's giving desperation.
It's not.
Okay.
You know, for some people with ADHD, you know, on the spectrum, the TISM will make you text 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Some of us are not even on the spectrum. We are there. So I want to.
Yeah. If I'm thinking about you and I'm like, this is funny, I'm going to text it.
Exactly.
Sasa. No. Sure. Okay. Actually, it's a red card for him. Ladies, listen. Anyway, okay. Ghosting someone after a date. Red card or green card?
A green. No way. What if, like, it didn't work out? You were just spewing nonsense on the date. Oh, trust me. No. You never hearing from me again.
That's a red card, bro. At least, don't ghost them. At least tell them.
Oh. At least tell them.
If I'm saying if the date didn't go well, the least you owe them is, okay, you know what?
Hey, date you
didn't
suck.
Go well. Shut. Don't think it's going to work. Move on right along.
Hey, you suck.
Wow.
If it didn't go well,
at least communicate or like, Yazin, you're nice.
So I feel like I'm in the wrong here.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Toxic. Red flag.
Okay, here's another one. Calling instead of texting. Red card or green light?
Green light. There's nothing wrong with calls.
Yo, I love calls. Trim.
I love calls.
I will call
I'm
you.
A texter, man.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Why call me without texting me? I'd be like, okay, if you put it like Nomundo Ako, okay, sharp. But what if it's just...
What if it's just what?
We are getting to know each other. I'm saying so like we have to look at two different scenarios. Can't just look at one.
Okay. Amara, do you know that call during talking stage, honeymoon phase?
Text.
Hey. The heart.
I'm on top of the wardrobe there.
Text me. Can't just call.
You can.
Okay, but in a talking stage, I don't think like you can just overstep that boundary.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna answer the call.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't tell me, I'm gonna say I was busy and you can't get in. Rara joy.
I mean, the calling stage or the calling part, we need to at least have unlocked that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we both cool. We chilled with, you know, just calling each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think fair enough.
So in the talking stage, it's locked. Then. Unlock.
Okay, but generally I prefer calls because we are in and out. I'm done with you. After this call, I don't have to text you. We don't have to do the whole thing. How was your day? Good nighty. You know, I'm thinking about you now. Call in and out. Done.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay, let's move on from the whole speed dating type of thing. Let's move on to food. How about pineapple on pizza? Red card, green card. How do we feel about that?
Red card for me.
What do you mean? Pineapple makes everything better.
No.
I really don't like sweetness on something
on
salty.
Pizza.
Red
card.
It's giving that red chop.
Red card.
That red franchise with their Kentucky whatever.
Like, I can literally be like, I'm like that little kid with
if
the pineapple. I'm taking that pineapple.
Scrap it off.
I'm taking. Why are we putting pineapples on pizza?
Why do you guys put sugar in amasi?
Who does that? Who does that?
Basi.
I like it.
What?
But we are judging.
Amasi is too sour for me. I need that.
Yeah.
That's like one of my go-to meals. That's like my all-time favorite.
And then they ruined it with sugar. Imagine
with sugar,
you know. And I was gonna ship them, but now I'm unshipping because this one put sugar inside. How we cut it. Cut.
You need to do better.
Like, what's wrong with you?
It's giving you need a leave.
We are canceling you before you even and like failure to launch. That's what. Okay, and the very, very last one. I'm going to be picky with this one. Let me see.
I have one.
I'm listening.
Showers or bathtub?
Shower. Get it over and done with,
man. I'd be caught dead doing anything else.
I'm also a shower person.
Yeah.
I love my shower.
Because now.
Yeah.
Then you need to scratch the bath when you're done. It's hot. Turn to your tasa. Too much admin, man.
Yeah, but when I refer like any handy in the logo scene.
But also sometimes, you know what I prefer? Vascom.
Why is it Vascom?
No, I keep battle looking.
Vascom slabs, bro.
Easy.
It's easy. Good for soaking.
Especially that big one.
Is this poverty mentality? What's going on?
Man, this is just going back to your roots.
You gotta go back to the roots.
Of Vascomo. No, the roots is a river. And rather that, because this water is flowing. It is flowing. As for Vascomo.
When we go to Maya one day, we meet you. You will go. We will miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't miss y'all. I want to leave. I want to leave with the waters, you know. Mm. Who knows? I might just end up somewhere.
Okay, Ndonya Manzi.
Ndonya Manzi, vele. You know, actually, I'm not. Okay, here's one last one, right? Sleeping with socks on.
Oh. I'll tell you what.
I can explain.
Yeah, I can also explain.
Uh-huh.
It's a green light, nah?
Uh-huh.
I'll give it a green light because going into bed, I mean, the sheets are still cold.
Yes.
Keep the socks on. Keep your feet warm. Once your entire body gets warm, you then must, you know, you just slip them off.
Yeah.
Just take them off.
Trust me, I will enter the bed with socks on.
Yeah.
But when I wake up,
they're gone.
They won't be on.
Oh, my goodness. You know, actually, we have gotten to the final moments of UJFM brunch. It's been amazing actually finding out things about UAJ. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Mara, this thing of sleeping with socks on, my hambe.
Oh,
it we don't sleep with that. We are soft-launching our sleep.
Yeah, you soft-launch. As soon as you're warm, you take them off.
We got to wrap it up. This has been amazing being with you, Johannesburg, today on a Friday. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend, but I want to get a good word goodbye from AJ. What you got to say to the people?
Keep it going, keep it flowing.
Okay.
Like the water.
Like the river that like Ketua wants water, to flow with.
And other than that,
no, man. If you've got a dream there or whatever, man, dream big, dare to try, dare to dream big. And just don't give up, man. Keep going, keep trying, and keep knocking on those doors.
Ah, that is lovely. But you know what we say?
We'll be back
next week, Monday, same time, same place,
same frequency.
And I've been your host, KDG, and
Basi Wasi Basement Basitana Piri on the news desk.
That's right. And it's been a jolly good show.
Jolly good show. Jolly good show.
UJFM Brunch.